Ave Maris Stella, hail, star of the ocean, portal of the sky, ever virgin mother of the Lord Most High. O by Gabriel's Ave uttered long ago, Eva's name reversing, establish peace below. Break the captive's fetters, light on blindness pour, all our ills expelling, every bliss implore. Show thyself a mother, offer him our sighs, who for us incarnate did not thee despise. Virgin of all virgins, to thy shelter take us, gentlest of the gentle, chaste and gentle make us. Still as on we journey, help our weak endeavor, till we gaze on Jesus and rejoice forever. Father, Son, and Spirit, one and three adore, give us grace unending, joy forevermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Around the Holy Father could be heard litanies, interspersed with the cries of the dying. A plague had recently claimed so many citizens of the eternal city of Rome, and as well the Pope himself, Pelagius II, had fallen to this illness. His successor called upon the eternal city to rise, like Nineveh of old, at the prophecy of St. Jonah, in penitent supplication, begging for the mercy of Almighty God. The Pope processed through the streets with an icon of the Blessed Virgin Mary, painted by St. Luke's own hand. The plague was so ferocious that 80 of those faithful processing with him would die along the way. The procession wound through the streets of the city until it reached the banks of the Tiber. As the Holy Father gazed towards heaven, atop the mausoleum of the Emperor Hadrian, he saw an archangel, Saint Michael, sheathing his sword. Their prayer through our Blessed Mother had been heard. The Holy Pontiff, in that year of our Lord 590, carrying that icon of our Blessed Mother, was none other than Saint Gregory the Great, who also wrote the chants of this first Sunday of Advent. What was once called the Mausoleum of Hadrian is today more gloriously known as Castel Sant'Angelo, named for this very miraculous event. The icon St. Gregory the Great carried is called Salus Populi Romani, the salvation of the Roman people. It is under this title that the Eternal City continues to venerate our Blessed Mother to this day, and this very icon remains venerated in the great basilica dedicated to our Heavenly Mother, St. Mary Major. Today we have the great pleasure to consider in our novena, as we peruse these ancient prayers and hymns to our Blessed Mother, we have the pleasure to consider the hymn which I read for you in translation at the beginning, the Ave Maris Stella. This prayer dates from at least the 9th century. According to St. Bernard, the name Mary means star of the ocean or sea. Our Blessed Mother is fittingly compared with a star. Like a star of the firmament, she in her immaculate glory shines forth with divine truth and beauty, completely untouched by the darkness of sin. But to say that she is a star of the sea reminds us too that we, like St. Gregory the Great, pass through troubled times, pass through troubled waters, seeking guidance, lifting our eyes to God. We, the Church militant, fight against the concupiscence of the flesh, fight against the devil, fight against the world. But who shall direct us to that port where our hearts may at last find their rest? Who indeed, if not this very star? Mary offers us nothing but her Son, but she offers him completely. She bears the infant Christ lovingly to us, guiding us, directing us, saying as she did to the servants at Cana, do whatever he tells you. She guides us now as we prepare to celebrate the victory of Almighty God in her at her Immaculate Conception. She, the first redeemed of all creation. The image of us traversing the waves of the sea of sorrow of this life is present also in a vision of the great Salesian father, St. John Bosco. In the saint's vision, the ship of the Church passes through those waters, beset on all sides by her enemies, but passing in safety through two columns. He saw atop these two columns the Most Blessed Sacrament on one and our Most Blessed Mother on the other. Indeed, these two pillars are our surest hope of safety, nourished by the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ and preserved from every danger, obtaining every good through the intercession of our Immaculate Queen. Holy Mother Church proposes to us in today's Gospel an echo of the last Sunday after Pentecost. Both consider the end of all things. It is good for us to meditate upon the end of the world and our own end. However, it would be incomplete to do so without thinking also upon the light that best guides us there in safety, the Star of the Sea, our Most Blessed Mother. She is a guiding light not only in the present moment, but throughout the liturgical year, which we have just begun. We must remind ourselves that the liturgical year is not merely a series of commemorations, like the civil calendar. We just celebrated the great holiday of Thanksgiving. We mark many days throughout our civic year, days worthy of respect. But none of these secular days carries the vitality of the mysteries that we celebrate. On the contrary, as Blessed Columba Marmion explains in his great work, Christ and His Mysteries, each Christian mystery continues to live and be a source of grace. Therefore, as we enter this time of penance, as we approach the feast of the Nativity, we are not merely meditating intellectually. No. If we prepare the feast of the Nativity well, if we open our hearts to the guiding light of our Queen, we can obtain the particular graces of this feast in no less measure than those who were physically present at our Savior's birth. I say again, if we prepare this Advent well, if we prepare in truth by making a good confession, by avoiding sin and its occasions, by practicing especially patience and humility, then we can obtain the exact same graces that the shepherds obtained adoring the Christ child in the manger. You can touch that sacred event by faith. The exact same graces will be offered to you at Holy Mass as they were 2,000 years ago. The only difference will be you will not see our Lord with the eyes of your body, but you will see the Christ child, the eyes of faith, behind a sacramental veil. It is true not only of the Nativity, but each sacred mystery that we celebrate. Each offers to your contemplation, adoration, and imitation a sacred virtue of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the Nativity, we contemplate most especially our Savior's great humility, His gentleness. He, the God of all, clothes Himself in His sacred humanity, veiling His divinity to approach us, to encourage us, to save us. As with the Nativity, likewise for the other feasts, be they the Epiphany or the Presentation, or those most holy and august of days, the sacred Triduum and Easter. If you prepare them well, if you open your hearts to their divine life, you too can attain a greater faith in the revealed divinity of Christ at His Epiphany, together with the Magi, together with St. John the Baptist, together with the wedding guests at Cana. You too can present yourself in the temple with Jesus in the arms of Immaculate Mary to obtain greater humility, obedience, purity. Most crucially, by your fruitful, faithful preparation for Easter through the season of Lent, under the guiding light of our Blessed Mother, you can obtain that capital grace of a greater death to self with Jesus Christ, crucifying our old selves with Him, rising to new life with Him, separated from all evil, consecrated to Almighty God. Let our Blessed Mother be your guiding star. Let her guide you through the liturgical year. It is precisely what we do when we pray faithfully the Most Holy Rosary. Through its mysteries, we contemplate our salvation through the eyes of Immaculate Mary under her Immaculate Heart. We call on her intercession to obtain for us the particular graces of each mystery. Expand, therefore, the spirit of the Rosary to the entire liturgical year and start with this initial mystery of the incarnation of God the Son. Live Christmas together with Mary. Let the Star of the Sea be your guiding light. Dear friends, let our hearts be filled with thanks to Almighty God for the Immaculate Conception of our Queen. Let us learn and even memorize these many prayers that we contemplate through this novena. It was a great joy for countless Christians for these sacred chants to be upon their lips. Let us invoke our Blessed Mother likewise with the holy simplicity of children, asking her to guide us throughout this Advent season, throughout our liturgical year, and in every moment of our lives, confident that we know of no surer path to our Blessed Savior than through the guidance of our Mother, the Star of the Sea. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.